And it's time for the business news. Ko Taku Hua in INA, ko Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas joins us live in the studio. Let's start off with retirement villages, the wranglings over contracts. What is the latest?
Yeah, this is this long-running tension between retirement village residents and the villages themselves over the contracts that govern the industry. Those contracts, just for people who aren't aware, they're called occupational rights agreements. Essentially, if you are moving into a retirement village, you buy one of these ORAs, and that gives you the license to occupy a unit. Now, the consumer groups, the retirement commissioner have long been calling for a review of these contracts, saying that they actually lead to some undesirable outcomes for residents. And the retirement villages, the Retirement Village Residents Association has filed a complaint with the Commerce Commission, highlighting what they say are five unfair clauses that they want to be reviewed because they think they are in breach of the Fair Trading Act. And these particular clauses, they relate to exit payment dates, fees being charged after someone has left a village, and also who is responsible for repairs. And look, they're all quite complex, but to focus in on one of them, which is perhaps one of the biggest bones of contention, it's around exit payments. Because when you pay your money up front to move into a village, when you leave, you get that money returned to you, less a management fee. Side note there, retirement village residents, they would like for capital gains to be shared, yeah. but they are not.
So they're working on the price they originally paid. So they could be there for, 10, 15, 20 years, and the unit could be worth more, but that's not factored into it.
No, you get the money back, you paid less a management fee, but that money is paid back to you once the unit has been refurbished and then it has been resold. And we've heard some horror stories from the consumer groups about people having to wait months on end for that capital to be returned. They say it essentially feels like you're giving a loan to these companies, and they actually want that money to be returned back within 28 days. Now, that is far removed from what the villagers are willing to accept. They recently made some voluntary reforms saying that if money isn't returned back within 9 months, then villagers will pay interest on that money. They say to try and return money back within 28 days is just unfeasible because it creates sort of a liquidity problem for the villagers themselves. That means when you pay that money, they'd have to keep that money on their balance sheet. They wouldn't be able to use it to essentially build more villages because they have to be able to pay it out quickly to you when you move out or you pass away, you pay it to the estate. And they say for the most part, most capital is returned within 4 months, 75% of the time it's returned within 6 months, and 90% of the time it's returned within 9 months. So they feel like, they said when I spoke to them today, that they were baffled and puzzled that the Retirement Village Residents Association has gone to the Commerce Commission over this. To me, it just speaks to some long-running tensions. This is clearly not the last we're going to hear from this. It'll be really interesting to see what the Commerce Commission has to say, whether they will investigate it or they'll throw it out.
Okay, Nicholas, what's happening with gold?
Well, gold is often regarded as a defensive asset, a safe haven in times of crisis and uncertainty. There's plenty of that going on at the moment, but gold has not been living up to its reputation. It hit a high early this year of just over $2,000 an ounce. That was following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But since then, prices have dived. There is down about 17% of the year to just over $1,700 an ounce. And much of that has been because of the US Federal Reserve. The gold is just another asset class that's been caught in the crossfire of a hawkish central bank and the US Federal Reserve, perhaps the most important central bank in the world. So as interest rates in the US has risen, the investment yields available in the US have become a lot more attractive to investors. That's why you've seen investors selling out of the British pound, selling out of the New Zealand dollar, and rushing to the US. It's a much more attractive currency in that regard, and gold is no different, because think about it like this. If you are a New Zealand investor, you want to buy gold, gold is traded in US dollars. So when you go to buy it, the value of your currency is a lot weaker. So that's one of the factors that's really working against gold. And I think what this underscores really is that for investors at the moment right now, there's nowhere to hide. It's very hard to find a good return. So, you know, your people are really down on their luck, and you've got to be quite... really put the time and hopefully find something for yourself in the market at the moment.
Okay, Nicholas, make like an Olympic sprinter and take us around the market.
Yes, so the NZX down 21 points today to 11,104. The dollar, just mentioned it before, trading at 56.6 US cents, 88.3 Australian, 50.6 pence, and gold trading at 1,710 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. Ka kite. Nicholas Poynton there with Business News.